Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with Call to Worship. Most of us have heard someone say, "What about me? What about my needs?" But God wants our priorities to include looking to the needs of others, to make a concentrated effort to reach out in love to other people.
Loving God, loving each other, making music with my friend. Loving God, loving each other, and the story never ends.
They pushed back from the table to listen to his words, his secret plan before he had to go. It's not complicated, don't need a lot of rules. This is all you need to know.
It's loving God, loving each other, making music with my friends. Loving God, loving each other, and the
Our Heavenly Father, Lord, you know how difficult and stressful our lives can be, and how easy it is to be totally overwhelmed with our needs, our wants, and our desires. Lord, just as you first loved us and made it your priority to meet our needs, Lord, help us to look on the needs of others, reaching out in love to help them, not just praying for them, but actually putting feet to our prayers. There are people all around us that are hurting today. They have genuine needs for love, compassion, and sometimes what we would consider the little things. Things like helping them cross the street safely, carrying their groceries out to the car, helping them when their car breaks down or they've got a flat tire, standing in line at the store and seeing the person ahead of us a little short of what they need to pay for an item, letting someone else ahead of us in line as they have their hands full and you have time to wait. Through your Holy Spirit, Lord, help us to see others through your eyes, to see them as you do. Then, Lord, help us to do what needs to be done. What would you do if Jesus were here? Lord, we should be reminded and understand that we are the only Jesus that someone may ever see. Help them to see Christ in us. We want to care for others as Jesus cared for us. Amen.
Thank you. she cares. Oh, how much he cares. Oh, how much he cares for me.
Down at your feet, and then. He-
Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship and includes scripture reading and short devotional topic for each week. Each song is carefully chosen to complement the topic while edifying the believer and as a testimony to the unsaved. All of this in an attitude of worship and praise. The Call to Worship time together each week is not just a music program, but it is an extended time of worship that is designed to flow seamlessly and thematically from one element to the next, all with one purpose in mind, to glorify God and give thanks for His marvelous gift of salvation and forgiveness. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. Thank you for your letters and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Please remember to mention the call letters of this station when you write. And be sure to thank that station for including Call to Worship in their programming. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
Be careful to care. Many folks are lonely. Oh Lord, they need someone to care. And when I look about and see them, I can't help making this my prayer. Let your love flow through me. Let your love flow through me. Make me a blessing, Lord, wherever I may be. Keep me pure, keep me clean, that you might be seen. Let your love flow out through me. Lord, when I meet another lost one, give me all the right words I should say. Their only chance may be with me today. Let your love flow through me. Let your love flow through me. Make me a blessing, Lord, wherever I may be. Seen. Let your love flow out through me. Keep me pure, keep me clean, so that you might be seen. Let your love flow.
This is your call to worship.
Does
find that she is gone. Now he's spending his first Sunday sitting in the pew alone. There are whispers all around him, his heart breaks in two. He's wondering who will reach out and help him make it through. Who will be Jesus to him? Who'll show the love that restores him again? He doesn't need a judge, he needs a friend. Like the woman at the well, the only love she ever knew was the kind she buys and sells. But her thirsty heart is searching for a love that will be true. The Savior cries for her to see himself in me and you. Who will be Jesus to her?
As Christians, we love God because He first loved us and gave His Son, Jesus Christ, as a sacrifice, payment in full for all our sins. We then forgive others as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven us. We love others as Jesus loves us and demonstrated His love on the cross. When we love others, we look out for them, loving other people. Believers as our brothers and sisters, and unbelievers as God sees them because of His great love. He's not willing that any should perish. Our lives are so busy these days that there are many times when we just get totally wrapped up in ourselves. Fact is that it's not all about us. It's not always about you. It should be about others, too. As Paul said to the Philippians in chapter 2, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Paul says again in Galatians, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceives himself. In Mark, so Jesus called them together and said, You know that the rulers in this world lord it over their people, and officials flaunt their authority over those under them. But among you it will be different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be servant, and whoever wants to be first among you must be the slave of everyone else. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Romans 12. Let love be genuine. Abhor that which is evil. Hold fast to that which is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints, and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. In Romans 13, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Finally, all of you, we find in 1 Peter chapter 3, finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless, for to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. In the words of Jesus found in the book of John, chapter 13, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. In chapter 15, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. These things I command you, that you love one another. And finally, look into 1 John chapter 3. For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. In chapter 4, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfected in us. Brothers and sisters in Christ, love one another, for love is of God. Folks, let's do our best not to be self-centered. Learn to live like Jesus. He will make us what he wants us to be. Watch for opportunities to show love for other people.
So long ago I heard a voice inside my heart, and deep within I knew each word was true. But I was young and could not see the road that lay ahead of me. So many things it seemed I had to do. Each path I took just led me further from the truth, until I saw the writing on the wall. And as I heard those words again, tearing down each fear within, the time had come to answer to his call. Now that I've placed my life within his mighty hand. I know his love will always guide my way. The past is just a memory. Nothing's like it used to be. And I'm so glad that I can truly say
to me from heaven above. Fill thou my soul that I may know thy love, thy wondrous love. Hush my heart to hear thy faintest wind. Dear Lord, speak, dear Lord. Oh, may my will be lost in thine, my yielded heart to thee I now resign. Speak, Lord, I pray. Let the flood tide of thy glory like a mighty sea sweep o'er me while I worship and adore thy name, thy matchless name, precious holy name. From Calvary, where thou, O Christ, did shed thy blood for me, in agony, speak of thy undying mercy to me. There precious Lord, oh, melt my heart with Calvary love, burn out the dross with fire from above. Speak, Lord, I pray. Speak from Calvary, I am worthy. Keep that vision there before me.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we're reminded to look to the needs of other people. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Folks, when you write, please be sure to include the call letters of this station. You're also invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information there about us, and you can always make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, and now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
Oh, stone. Give them hearts for love alone. I will speak my word to them. Whom shall I send?